starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
National Closing the Gap Day on Thursday highlighted a lack of progress in key areas. The idea of closing the gap is to highlight and close systemic inequities between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people in life expectancy, health, education, and employment. New Productivity Commission data exposes a stark national divide, confirming that efforts to close the gap are still falling far short. Of 19 identified socioeconomic outcome areas, only 4 are on track to meet the government's 2031 Closing the Gap targets. Progress has actually reversed in 4 critical areas: child development, life expectancy, infant health, and housing. Meanwhile, measures for family safety and social well-being have either plateaued or failed to meet targets. Senator Lydia Thorpe says the entire framework is flawed.
We have a government that has no political will to change the status quo. If we're not looking at the systemic racism that our people are dealing with, that also contributes to these high incarceration rates, then it's just putting band-aids on.
The health landscape remains critical, with Indigenous suicide rates climbing to more than 3 times the national average and life expectancy targets falling behind. The decline is most acute in early childhood development, where the number of children meeting key milestones has plummeted to fewer than 1 in 5 in some remote areas. Toby Dodd is the CEO of Nungwarrin Nyunti, an Aboriginal community-controlled health organisation. He says there aren't enough healthcare workers to meet the need.
It comes back to a workforce issue. There's just not enough qualified people to really support our communities that are absolutely suffering. So that's an area that we really want to focus on within our organisation and want to have a stronger voice across the country. So through our state peak body, our national peak body, we know there's a lot of noise and voice coming in regard to, you know, looking after our mental health and social emotional well-being. So we need to stop our younger people taking their own lives. We need to prevent that because it's unacceptable.
The ambition to reduce Indigenous incarceration by at least 15% within 5 years is still a central Closing the Gap target. Yet the latest data reveals a system falling well short of that goal. This sits alongside a failing 30% reduction target for youth detention, where First Nations children remain 25 to 28 times more likely to be incarcerated than their peers. By mid-2025, First Nations people made up over 35% of Australia's adult prison population, with more than 17,000 Indigenous Australians behind bars. Narita Waite, acting chair of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Service, told SBS that policymakers are sidelining the drivers of record high incarceration.
Generational trauma, and we know that when it comes to these service systems, it is incredibly hard to get adequate responses or any response at all. And particularly when you look at housing and mental health and disability in particular.
The federal government maintains that while it provides the funding and national strategy, it cannot act alone. The states and territories maintain control over the essential systems of health, housing, and justice, leaving the success of the strategy in their hands. Vicky Wellgraven is the General Manager of Aboriginal Engagement at the Department of Primary Industries and Regions in South Australia. She says the system is failing because it operates in a vacuum rather than alongside the people it's meant to serve.
Our political leaders, we've also, they've got to make a commitment to be part of this issue because we can't do it alone. Aboriginal people cannot face these issues alone. They've actually got to be in partnership with our government, federal and state government.
National Voice for Our Children CEO Catherine Little says the lack of progress is creating a looming sense of dread for the future. With only 6 years remaining until the Closing the Gap deadline, there are growing fears that the current policy trajectory will lead to another half decade of stagnation. Despite a glimmer of hope in land rights and sea rights, Ms. Little says the systemic failure to protect the next generation is her primary concern.
My greatest fear is in the programs that work. What we're not doing is backing the communities who so desperately want to be able to control some of what is happening around them, and that is how we close the gap.
Senator Thorpe says that the Closing the Gap program is treating symptoms rather than dealing with the fundamental issues. For Senator Thorpe, the failure of the system is rooted in the historical and structural realities of genocide, invasion, and ongoing colonization. She says, as long as the framework ignores these historical and structural realities
and have consequences as part of the approach.
As the 2031 Closing the Gap deadline draws closer, the question remains whether Australia can move beyond the status quo and finally deliver on the goals that have remained out of reach for so long. Brianna Charles for SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.